Letters to Daniel, Volume 1. Letter 5-9. The Commission. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2012, in the first month, on the sixth day of the first month.
Enough of the sidelines, gotta get in the game. When nothing is ventured, nothing is gained. He's calling the numbers, play by play. We're either out or we're in all the way.
Dear Dan, over the years since my accident and subsequent spiritual experiences, I began to develop a notion that there might be a particular ministry being developed by the Lord in my life, and I would think from time to time and wonder whether, like other ministries I had been made aware of, that there shouldn't be some sort of commissioning or ordination, usually in a church setting with believers as witnesses and the laying on of hands by elders of the church. Last night while I was working, the Lord began to remind me of two things that happened early in my life. Please allow me to explain. When I was 14, during the height of the Jesus People movement, I was aware of a church meeting or home fellowship that occurred someplace each night of the week, thereby enabling me, if I could get a ride or talk my mom into driving, to go to church 7 days a week if I wanted. Sometimes I could hitch a ride with some of the older believers who could drive, who I knew that went to the Saturday meetings at U1. On one of those occasions, I ended up at a home fellowship in Seattle. A Bible teacher and church elder named Bruce Hughes was the featured speaker. Later on, there was a time of prayer, and all those that wanted can stand in line and be prayed for by the elders. When the elder reached me, he prayed and prophesied that I was called and set apart to be a man of God. At that time, I really didn't know what that all meant. That was in 1973. In 1976, when I was 17 years old, I was stationed at Fort Sill, Oklahoma for my military training. After basic training, in the school phase called Advanced Individual Training, or AIT, I was able to leave post on the weekends. A fellow soldier had discovered a Christian coffee house that had nightly meetings for Christians in the town of Lawton, just outside the Fort Sill gates. It was called the House of Aslan, after the lion in the Chronicles of Narnia story. I attended one of the meetings, and during the time of prayer, the elders prayed for whoever wanted to be prayed for. When the elders got to me, they laid hands on me, and one of them prayed and prophesied that I was called and set apart to be a man of God. I took mental note at the time that the exact same words were used as when I was 14 in the Seattle meeting. And so, Dan, there is the story that the Holy Spirit reminded me of last night of how I was commissioned in Him to do the work and service of the Son Jesus, Lion of the tribe of Judah, with the laying on of hands by the elders and the church body being witness. One word, twice spoken, separated in time and space by 3 years and hundreds of miles. After thinking about this, I simply refer to it as the Jesus people anointing, since it was in that part of the body that I grew the most and felt most at home. Blessings. Romanus Theophilus. Ready to serve and willing.